The Alaska Gold Panners are celebrating their 50th anniversary this summer. The baseball team's season highlight, the annual Midnight Sun Game, was played during a weekend of solstice events in Fairbanks. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, that included the debut of a new documentary on Alaska's amateur baseball league.
The Alaska documentary was created by Touching the Game, a Boston-based production company that makes baseball movies.
From the producers of Touching the Game, the story of the Cape Cod Baseball League, comes a new film that gives an inside look at a place where they only play day games.
Director Jim Carroll says the Cape Cod film led to the Alaska project.
It was from working on that film that we heard a few people say, you guys should really go to Alaska. They got a lot of history up there, and it's a similar league.
Carroll says that resulted in trips north and 3 years of shooting and interviews with current and past Alaska League players, including members of the league's first two teams, the Fairbanks Gold Panners and Anchorage Glacier Pilots. Carroll says Alaska was the premier summer proving ground for young players between the 1960s and 1980s.
Hall of Famers, Tom Seaver and Dave Winfield both played for the Gold Panners. Mark McGuire played for the Anchorage Glacier Pilots, as did Randy Johnson. Current day players include Jason Giambi, Michael Young, Jacoby Ellsbury, J.D. Drew. There's probably around 60, 70 current major leaguers that played up here in Alaska.
Alaska baseball pioneer Red Boucher developed the league by starting the Gold Panners and funneling top collegiate athletes from Western colleges north to play every summer. Cape Cod has now taken over as the country's top amateur league, but Carroll says Alaska remains strong and maintains a mystique and charm.
The travel involved with the teams, the funky places they have to stay. In Fairbanks, they have to stay in the Olympic Village, you know, a bunch of trailers next to the field. In Kenai, they stay at Bingo Parlor, the Bingo Hilton. And so it was really just the experience players have themselves. The fact that you could take a college kid, you know, from Southern California and he can see his first moose or see his first bear. And the whole 22 hours of daylight thing.
Carroll says Touching the Game, Alaska's premier showings in Fairbanks over the weekend are being followed by screenings around the country in coming months, along with possible national television broadcast. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.